Hey, recordings. This is Camilo, and I am going to take on those 12 questions of Moon Moons. I'm currently sitting in my car in the parking lot outside of my work, and it's raining really hard. So, I don't know, maybe you'll hear it. Maybe it'll be relaxing. I don't know. But anyway, I jotted down abbreviated versions of the questions onto a piece of paper so I could record this, so you'll have to forgive me if I don't repeat the questions word for word. So, anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get started. Number one, what song would be the soundtrack to my life? Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. Yeah, I like that one. Okay. Number two, it's about an extravagant themed party, who, what, where, what we'd eat, and all that stuff. I'm not really a party throwing type person, but I think what I would do is I'd keep it small, you know, like maybe like 10 people or so, and I would have everybody bring their favorite drink. It could be alcohol, it could be not alcohol, it doesn't matter. And a favorite appetizer and their favorite movie. And we would build like a giant pillow fort, and everybody would just snuggle in the giant pillow fort and watch movies and eat and drink and be merry or something like that. And I think actually what I think would be fun is like do it more than once. Like just kind of rotate people out so that, you know, no one feels left out. Like do like once a month, like everybody get together and do this thing. So I don't know. Maybe that's weird. That's just the only thing that came to mind. Number three, biggest regret that I'm willing to talk about. Actually, I don't really have any regrets, and this is why. Because I mean, sure, you know, in my past I've made decisions that I've been like, I probably shouldn't have done that, but I won't say that I have regrets, because if I hadn't have done those things in my past, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Because you learn from everything that you do, and dwelling on it and regretting it doesn't help you grow. I suddenly got deep there. Anyway, so yeah, I don't really have any regrets. Yeah, maybe just some kind of like, you know, I probably should have done that, but yeah. Greatest accomplishment. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and say being a mom. For a long time I thought that would never happen, and it did, and she's the best thing that ever happened to me. And we have some hard times sometimes, because, I mean, the people who know me know that she has some special needs, so it's tough, but she's wonderful, and I love her, and I would never change anything about her or being a mom. So yeah, greatest accomplishment. Let's see, number five, non-calendar event wow, I can't talk today. The non-calendar event that signifies that it's spring. Well, not today's weather, because it's raining and gloomy and terrible outside, but wildflowers. As soon as the wildflowers start popping up, to me, that feels like spring is just around the corner. And I live in Texas, and so there are quite a few wildflowers, blue bonnets everywhere and all that, so... That. Number six, look What am I looking forward to most in my life? God, this is going to make me sound horrible, but and boring, but nothing really. I mean, I don't really have any big vacations or, big plans. I just kind of live day by day, and I don't really plan too far in the future. I'm going to visit some family in August, but I'm not really looking forward to that. Yeah, let's move on. Number seven, first quote to pop into my head. Normally I'd bust out Jaws right here, but since someone else already busted out with Jaws, and I kind of took over the comments with my Jaws stuff, I am going to say, I don't feel the need to explain my art to you, Warren. That's my quote. And bonus points if you know what movie that's from. Number eight, is there music running through my head? Yes, my God. Yeah, constantly, constant music in my head. For the past, I don't know, week or so, I've had two songs in my head that just rotate back and forth. And those two songs are Bones of You by Elbow and Dearly Departed by Shaky Graves. Those two songs, just one right after the other, constant loop in my head. Yeah, at least they're good songs though, so that's good. Number nine, what did I want to be when I grew up when I was 10? Trying to remember. Archaeologist. Yeah, I think I wanted to be an archaeologist. Number 10, do I read my horoscope? Sometimes. I'm not a huge believer in horoscopes. Sometimes it's kind of like, it's kind of cool when you're reading it after the fact and you go, oh yeah, hey, that kind of happened. But then again, hindsight, you kind of make it true. Let's see. Number 11, why are you here? Reddit. I just kind of found it and started clicking around in it, and that led me to GWA, which then led me to recordings. So that's why I'm here. I've met a lot of great people through recordings and GWA and some other subreddits, and yeah. I couldn't possibly picture. Ooh, my phone is ringing. Sorry, let me decline that. Yeah, so, after being around for 2 years, a lot of people have become huge parts of my life, and I couldn't possibly imagine my life without them now. So, yeah, that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm staying. Number 12, advice. I think I'm going to defer my advice to a quote by Oscar Wilde, and it is, "Be you. Everyone else is already taken." And I think that's some pretty damn good advice. So there you have it. There are the 12 questions by Moon Moon, and hopefully this wasn't too ridiculously boring. And I now have to go. So yeah. And I have no idea who to call out. I think the people that I would call out have either already recorded their 12 questions or won't answer the 12 questions. So I think I'm just gonna be a rebel and bow out of that part. And not nominate anybody. So, there you have it. Peace.